The name says everything about it. Kishmo Kinhu. It's a time of tshuva. It's a time that a person takes time to think thoughts of tshuva, to try to better himself. The doors of tshuva are open. Somamela. The person needs to be focused, obviously, on Chayvas Hazman. And al Pipshat, what that means practically is that it's like a person has a Seder in being on the Torah. He goes to work. He sits down to eat at the table. So what that means for this time of year, for Frat, is that a person has to have a Seder in Tshuva. Doesn't mean learning Shai Tshuva. That's Liman HaTorah, that's called Liman HaMusaf. It means a Seder in active Tshuva. It means that all the things which you learned about what Tshuva is, you take the time to engage it in. To bring in Min HaKoach HaLapoal, to actualize what you've learned about Tshuva. It's a necessity during this time of year. Whereas throughout the year, perhaps a person has a time during Shemona Esrei or Kriya Shema Lamita, whatever it is, that a person has time to think about his day, to think about life. So this tshuva is a time where this is the calling of the Zman. There's a special siyata d'shmaya to be able to do tshuva during this time of year. And those gates of tshuva, they close. That's what it means, Ne'ila. Ne'ila means the closing of the gates. The gates of what? The gates of tshuva. But the hashpa which comes down, that Rav Baruch Hu is assisting us with tremendous extra siyata b'shmayim to be tshuva. And he's stretching out his hand to mincha pshuta v'kabel shavim. This outstretched the arm of Rav Baruch Hu to help us do tshuva for 10 days during the year. To make it l'maisa, not just as a lumad, it's a time to take all the lumad of the year and to put it into maisa. And then we ask ourselves, okay, a person goes through the thoughts, he thinks about his charata, he thinks about his kabbalah la'atzir, he thinks about him a neshama. And then he has to think about, how am I going to make a difference practically in my life? How am I going to put this tshuva into action? We spoke about last week the necessity of a ratzon and a bechira to do tshuva. What about the lamaisa of tshuva? How does one concretize? What's the first move forward in a person coming closer to Hashem? To revealing what it means to be a neshama, to be a yid. So the Svarim all point to the fact that in the Bracha in Shemona Esrei, when we speak about tshuva, the first thing which we mention is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. The tshuva means a return to Torah. Tshuva means a return to Torah. It means Liman HaTorah is going to play a very central part in what tshuva is all about. The things that you're going to read about in this book, in this Hashem, just a few pieces. You know, in Oros HaTshuva, there are scattered pieces about the significance of Torah in the role of Tshuva. How they partner together. This is really just a... a kol shehu, tiny drop. In the sea of tshuva, of the relevance that Torah has to tshuva. For that, you have to see another sefer of Kukra called Oros HaTorah, which is how the description of how Torah plays a role in tshuva, basically. It's Ayin Shom in that sefer. But these are just a couple pieces. Tipu Min Hayom, of the relevance of Torah to tshuva. And the role of relevance to Torah in the life of a Yid, which was tshuva, really means after all. hope that this Rav Kook will dispel a lot of the false rumors to shared about Torah, which I think we spoke about last week, off the recorder, off the record. But it's good to be said again and again. So it says Rav Kook, this is a quote from Oras HaTshuva, Perek Yudal. He writes here, Miut Mesipus Ne'imus HaTorah. If a person feels that he doesn't taste the sweetness of Torah, and he knows, David Malach says, Nofis, it's the Torah is sweeter than Nofis Tufim, it's sweeter than honey, and he just doesn't feel it. Where does it come from? So it says Rav Kook, Ba Mechisaron B'teva Yisraeli Shel Hanashon. It's because a person is lacking the teva of what it means to be a Jew, the natural state of a Jew, which is that he's in a neshama. He says that a Jew needs to do tshuva, a very direct tshuva, pointed in this direction. I am a neshama, for the purpose of revealing the secrets of Torah. And then once a person is committed to correcting this, then all of a sudden the son of the neshama arises, and then the sweetness of Torah returns. The sense of Kook, something which is very profound, seems very simple, like it's not known to the belt. And that is that Torah is not lacking anything. Torah does not need to be spiced or sweetened. It's not missing any ingredients. If a person is lacking Torah and the secrets of Torah, it's because on our end we are lacking what it means to absorb the light of Torah. It's like going over to a child and saying, here, this is a $20 piece of sushi. It's delicious. You're going to love it. And he puts it in his mouth and spits it out. And you don't understand? You don't understand why the child doesn't like that? Why he only likes candy and those sweet things? It's because he doesn't have the palate yet. He doesn't know what it means, fine foods. Or even better, a better way to say it would be, it's like a person who's taking a pencil and he's trying to dig a hole to plant in. This is not the right cavity. This is not the right cavity for digging. You should be writing with that. And so Hashem says to the Jew, he says, you're going to use your goof to learn Torah? You need a neshama to learn Torah. How do you expect to dig with this? With this guf. Torah wasn't given for the guf. It was given for the neshama. Okay, the neshama will now shine its light on the guf to transform the guf, that it should also be kadosh. But there's a seder. But the neshama has to be a neshama first. And then he uses the Torah to transform the guf. But a person needs to know that there's nothing lacking mitzvah Torah. Torah is sweet. Sweetest thing that there is. It's about doing tshuva to reveal one's neshama, and the neshama memela will taste the sweetness of Torah. The neshama has the palate for the sweetness of Torah. That's what we mentioned last week, and it's back to mention again, like I mentioned. It's lashon hara, the whole concept of burnout. The whole concept of burnout when it comes to living a Torah. Don't learn too much because you're going to burn out, or it burns you out. Torah does not burn you out. Right? You can burn yourself out. The Torah burns you up. It burns you in. It sets you on fire in Avodas Hashem Torah. That's the Teva of Torah. The Eish HaTorah. It's the Eish HaKadosh. It sets the Neshama aflame. It's the food, it's the nourishment of the Neshama. The person doesn't have the Kalim, okay, don't say Lashon Hara about Torah. Don't say anything about Torah. Torah doesn't burn anybody out. That's laws on the Torah. Motzi laz on the Torah to say such thing. The Torah is the sweetest thing that there is, and every Jew has the ability to taste the sweetness of Torah. He just needs to be machsher himself. He has to prepare himself to be able to taste the sweetness of life. And Cook continues in the next piece. And he says, "Lefi erech behirus hatshuva shalifni halimud, tigdal behirus hahavana shalalimud." But to the degree that a person is osik in tshuva before he learns Torah, that will be the degree in which he'll have clarity in his learning Torah that Seder. How? Haseichel misraimim al pi yisod hisramim saratzon. The seichel and the ratzon are inherently connected, and he has many pieces in Oros HaKodesh where he describes the relationship between seichel and ratzon and yicholas. The seichel and the ratzon are bound together. The more that a person is clear in his ratzon, that he really wants to know Torah, that he really wants to know Hashem, the seichel says, I'm going to work with you. There's so many kochos hanefesh which lie dormant that it takes ratzon to activate it. The ratzon is the button which we push inside of ourselves to bring out what we want to have hatzlachim. If a person pushes the button inside of him and says, Taira, ding, and he pushes that button, then all of a sudden the seichel starts to become alive. And we found by tzaddikim, like a cook used to learn 60 blot a day. The tzaddikim nowadays, I know of them that they learn 40 blot a day. The tzaddik said, how could it be? How could it be such a thing? But the Torah says that when the person has a ratzon to really know Hashem, and he pushes that button inside, the neshama awakens itself, and the neshama can accomplish a lot. A lot, a lot. That's how you find people that they have hatzlacha, let's say, in their business. Usually the people who have hatzlacha in business is because they really want to have hatzlacha. They really want it. And they push the button of hatzlacha, they pray bing on that button, they have a ratzon, be matzliach, and they have hatzlacha. You're going to find the pathways in your search. Your ratzon will lead you down those roads. Because the ratzon and the seichel to have hatzlacha and the yecholus to be matzliach all starts with the ratzon. And that ratzon comes from a behiris of tshuva. Tshuva before the Liman HaTayim. Yirasa kodemis l'chachmasa, as the Mishnah says, l'chachmasa niskayama. The Yira, the Yerushalayim, the Tshuva. The Tshuva in the Yerushalayim has to be the beginning of a Jew's day. The beginning of the Zimar HaTayim. And we find it in the Seder Hashana that we find ourselves in now. We have an entire month or two of Tshuva. Chedesh Elul of Tshuva, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Tshuva Me'ava, during Sukkot time, the Farshim say. And then you have Chedesh Cheshvan, where there's no Yomim Tovim at all on Chedesh Cheshvan. And the Farshim wonder why. And the Sfarim all say because it's a Zman of Liman HaTayr. So Cheshvan is dedicated to Liman HaTayr. And Tishrei is dedicated towards Tshuva. And Elul is dedicated towards Tshuva, to teach us. You can't get into a cheshvan without passing through the Elul and Tishrei first. There has to be a hakdama of tshuva before the Liman HaTayr. Torah has to come from a place of tshuva. Yirasa, Yamim Nairayim, Chaydenis L'Chachmasa. The Naira of the Yamim Nairayim has to come first. And from that place of Yiras Hashem, the person learns Torah. As Hashem Elokecha Tira, Tira is Gematria Tira. From that place of Tira, that a person learns Tira. And it's really such an avilus that the Torah has. That a Yid davens, and he has breakfast, and he comes into Seder, and he pulls out his Gemara, throws it open, and he starts to shmooze with his friend, and he says, okay, let's learn a little bit now. Torah cries. Torah cries over that. It may not be Bittul Torah becomes. A person may learn 9 to 12. But in terms of the Eichos, the Torah cries. Where was the Tshuva before learning? You couldn't spend, I speak for myself more than anybody, you couldn't spend a minute or two before learning Torah to think about Hashem. to think about what you want to get out of this Torah? You want to just be kind of a Tosfos? You want to be kind of Olam Hazeh and Olam Habah? Learn Torah al derech hatshuva. Tshuva b'tchila, tshuva b'saif. That was the whole point of why you say Yirasa and Umayda Ani before the Rana Torah, before coming into the Beis Hamikdash, when you leave the Beis Hamikdash. It's supposed to create an environment of Torah. It's amazing how you can sit in the Beis Hamikdash and not feel the environment of Torah. The Avira. That's the whole ending of Torah b'makom tchila. The Maila that the Gemara speaks about, and learning in the place where you daven. The davening is the place where you think about Hashem. And Torah should remind you of Tefillah, and Tefillah should remind you of Torah, the relationship that you have. The Torah mitach Vegas, mitach Yerushalayim, mitach Tshuva. Even on the way to the Beis Hamikdash, what is the Jew thinking about on the way to the Beis Hamikdash? He's preparing his mind, clearing his mind to be able to learn. That's the Hachana already on the way to the Beis Hamikdash. Schar Halifa. The halich is mekosher to the etzem limon of to clear the mind, to think about tshuva. When a person sits down, even if he doesn't have time, let's say, there's a chavrus, or whatever the time, the situation may be, his mind is already in the framework of tshuva. That's the hecha. The real base medrash is in the mind and in the heart. It's a lev shel tshuva, it's a mind shel tshuva. But the Torah takes place there, in that place. And then not only will he start to feel the Vegas with Hashem, which is the Iker, but he'll start to see Hatzlacha in his learning. He won't just see a Tosfos. He'll see much more than a Tosfos. And he'll see his own Chidushim in Torah. The Torah will reveal itself to him. It will start to be Mafre Umarme. Become a Mayon, a Mizgaber. It only comes from Tshuva, Kedumatim. The Yirasa Kodemas HaChachmasa. We mamish see that. That after this man of the Amin Lairayim, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, we come to Sukkot, which is a Lashon of Pinchas Karatz, it says, Seichachim B'Ruach HaKodesh. There's man of Ruach HaKodesh, there's the Shefa Shal Torah which comes down by Sukkot. Mamish an Oitzer of Torah. But that's all Peiros which we reap from the Naira and the Tshuva of Aseres Meshuvah. And then Cheshvan is a time of taking all the gifts of Torah that Hashem brought down and to start to break them down one by one. It's being mighty min HaKoyach HaLapoyel, the gifts of Torah that Hashem gave us. After all, is Yom HaKippurim not the day of Kabbalos Luchos Shniyos, the day that we receive the Torah? That's Chayze Chalila every single year. There's a new Kabbalah Satavar Shikwism. I know what you're pointing. Ever wonder we say, Tshuva Tzila Tzedakah Maharinus Rag Zeir? What about the Torah? Tshuva Tzila Tzedakah? How could you have forgotten Torah? But Lani is Taiti. And I shared this with my Rebbe, and I think he agreed. Not just that tshuva is Torah. That would be a little bit slight, already to say. The idea is that every single person on Rosh Hashanah has to make a choice. He has to make a choice of the direction he wants to take this year. And the Torah is very clear. It's placed perfectly. We read in the Parsha, which coincides with this time of the year, Hashem says to us, Re'eh Anoichim, Esati Lufanecha, Esachayim, Esatoye, Esamovet, Esarah. Place before you pass. And Hashem says, U'bachar to Bachayim, make a choice to live. A choice to live. This U'bachar to Bachayim, we make a choice to live. And that which we know about from the Gemara, that the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Nesim, and the person is written either in the Book of Life and the Book of Not Life. These two things are mamish one. There's no, like, spiritual hand which writes in the book of life your name. Everything which you do yourself. It's a very big problem. If there's a Sefer HaChaim and something is being written in it, you're writing it. Yad kol adam chaysam bar. You sign that paper. And if you say to yourself, where did I sign it? I can't write on it. Here it says, u'bachar to b'chaim. Your ratzon, your bechira b'chaim, is your handwriting in that sefer. You write your sefer. And it's not like a sefer which we picture in, like in Shemayim, like we're taught to think that there's this huge book with all these names and these checks and X's and signatures in it. No, it's not what it is at all. It's called your heart. You write it on your heart. You inscribe it on your heart. That is your safety. You either write on your heart Chaim or you write on your heart Mamet. You make the choice. Because that's where you're writing your faith. It's on your heart. It's in the rumors in the word Ubacharta. Ubacharta is the Osios Beis Chorus. Chorus on two luchos. That's your bechira. You write it on the luchos of your heart. That lathe, which is your sefer, that's your sefer Torah. That is your Torah. Your sefer Chaim is your sefer Torah. That's your chelik and Torah for this year. I'm not going to get into Shavuos, which is a Torah Kloli, and Kippur, which is a Torah Prati. It's not a skew. Write on your heart your chelik and Torah. If you choose a b'chayt to b'chayt. So when we say tshuva tefila utzdak ma'avir nesrei ha'gzeira, that this gzeira which is written in this book is the Torah itself. You can take out the roya ha'gzeira with tshuva tefila and tzedakah, but the gzeira itself, the gzeira as Torah, that's safer, that is Torah. It's an attitude. It's liman hatayr al derech hatshuva, as my Rebbe used to say, still says. Says that we say ki hamitzvah hazayis in parshas Nitzavim, asher noichi mitzavecha hayom, when you place him in pala, rechaykehi, this mitzvah is so close to you. Yikarev elecha hadar v'noor b'ficha u'vilvavcha la'asaisa. So of course it's well known that Rashi says it's referring to Torah. And it's merum is, in fact, in the words Kikarav Elecha Hadavar, the Matria Torah. And the Ramban says it's referring to tshuva. And Zakmai Rebbe, he says that they're really Elu Ildim Chaim in the sense that it's one, that it's Torah al Derech tshuva. That's what the Chazit means. To learn Torah b'derech tshuva. Not stam limud Torah like a Chachma Be'alma. Torah al Derech tshuva. That's what it means. Torah mitoch emuna, what Torah means. Torah lishma, as much as a person can. Or at least mitoch shelo lishma, bal lishma, at least know which direction a Jew is heading in when he learns Torah. That a Torah which generates tshuva. A tshuva which facilitates limud HaTorah, and a Torah which returns and strengthens one's tshuva. The makasha of the Torah and the tshuva v'yach. Also in this week's parsha, Hashem in this Torah gives us another plug for the Min HaTorah. Hashem says, "Kisu lachem as hashira," which is the last mitzvah in Torah, to write a sefer Torah. And the Torah is called a shira, v'hoya le'ed, so that the Torah can testify for you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. As we said in the slichas yesterday, that we said, "Torah hakdosha is halavu b'vakasha." We ask the Torah to testify on our behalf on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We want the Torah to testify, this Yid is a Yid of tshuva. I know, says Torah. Because when he learns me, he does tshuva. I'm telling you, he doesn't learn Torah like another subject out there. whole Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Al-Azam is Tarasi, as is well known. Shaloberchu b'Tayra Tchila. They lost the perspective of Tayra. How to learn Tayra mitoich tshuva. The Amuna in Tayra. The Segulas of Tayra are not there if a person doesn't make a bracha on Tayra. If he doesn't make Chal the Shem Shemayim on Tayra, then what is Tayra? Not to separate Hashem from his Tayra. The Tayra should be out there of tshuva to bring it closer to Hashem. We want the Torah to testify before Hashem like that, Hashem is different. It should be a Milat Zayishah for us. But the Torah knows how we learn. Can't be made Eidus Shekin. Says in his own safety. The Torah says about it, too. Can't be made Eidus Shekin. The Torah wants to testify about a Jew that he does truly. How do I know? Because he learns me. Princess Karatzer says, it's really his son, or before, he says, Iker ha-tshuva is ribui ha-tayra. And he says, in dem ha-yibet zich nif'en, perish, v'loi ze l'mas ha-kul. What that means is the l'maisa shabbat. The l'maisa shabbat. Tshuva begins b'ficha l'lach. It begins with the vida, the charata, the kabbalah la'asif, being the shamadik, wanting to connect with Hashem. How to put it into action? It's with Torah. Lima la Torah b'fra. Torah will light you up if it's in the fact of truth. It'll burn you up inside. And even the Lamaisa Shabbai, the Sigufim, which the Sfarim speak about, you know, the Arizal brings many different tikkunim that a person has to do for two. If he does this Avera, he needs this many fasts, and stucca like this, and sometimes to roll in the snow and this and that. All the tzaddikim saying, and the Pinchas Karatzer says, "Achshav ein tshuva l'chol averus ela Torah." Today, there's no through Torah, as the Gemara says, "Zayis haTorah la'ol la'mincha v'la'chatas," meaning that if you learn about the korbanos, right, it counts as a korban. All the tshuva we do nowadays is mikoyach yumin haTorah. But after the korban beis hamikdash, Torah has an aliyah, so to speak. The Torah becomes so great. Everything which we want to do, we can do, we can accomplish the demon of prayer. Not a shmooze for now, what that means. B'nai Sashar says, he quotes the Arizal, that the word tshuva, tof shin vav beis hei, the Arizal said it stands for tainis sak va'efer b'chia hespe. Right? That's tshuva. Again, Tainis sak va'efer b'chia hespe. And the B'nai Sasfer says that may have been true for that generation. The tainis, crying, the hespe, the feeling of avelus, and breaking the gush, shiris agav. But he says, b'zman hazeh, tshuva is Rosh Hashanah, taira, shabbos, vidui, busha, hachna. Rabbeinu Ashreinu Matzal Chalkeinu, we live in a generation like this. If we had to roll in the snow and do cartwheels, and it would be very hard for us. So easy, Hashem made it so easy for us. Tshuva is Torah. Again, the first tough is Torah. The beginning of Tshuva is the tough of Torah. Shabbos day, Shabbos should be Shabbos. Of course, Vidui, I have to speak it out. The busha, the hachna, the anava, the anava. But again, this is how it begins. Hashivinu avinu v'sayra sacha. The tough of tshuva is Torah. To return to Torah itself. Let's see the next piece in Rav Kook. And again, this is just a snippet out of many, many pieces that Rav Kook has about the relevance of Torah, how Torah is mekadosh hayid, to be holy, to be ruchni, to be eloki, which is what neshama and tshuva is all about. But he makes a disclaimer here, and he wants again to dispel rumors, false rumors about Yiddishkeit. And he says as follows, this is from Eretz HaTorah, Al yachshuv adam she'efshar lichyos chayim ruchnim below arata. Don't make the mistake to think that it's possible to live a ruchnius life without light of Torah. Kishem she'i efshir lichyos below or va'avir. You can't live without light, without air. Below mazon or mishnah, without food or drink. Od yoser v'yoser mizeh efshir lichyos below chiyas ha'Torah. More so than that, much more so than that. A Jew can't live without Torah. We see people, they're far from Torah and they have a life, a ruchnistic life. He says, they have a chayim, but it's like this, it's tiny. You don't know what the degree of ruchnis that they have in their heart, that they're living their life with. Or if they have a kesher to tzaddikim who live a life of Torah, that's another way. Then they have some type of a yichus or a zichus. We don't know the cheshbonos. But one thing is for sure, says Rav Dov, if a person is a ruchnis like a yid, there's Torah there somewhere. There's the or of Torah. He may not be the biggest Talmud Chacham around, but the light of Torah is present in his life in a way either he knows of it or he doesn't know of it, but it's there. He makes a special statement about the Talmid Chacham who live their life off the Sisrei Torah, that they have a much higher level of chiyus than everybody else. If not for us. Yet. But the point being that a Jew's connection to Hashem will be measured by his relationship to God. And it shouldn't concern one, or it shouldn't make a person think that all of a sudden he's very far from Hashem, or put him into a panic. First of all, a Jew has to go Bahadiraga. But more importantly, to know that Torah is not something from outer space which is foreign to you. It begins by doing tshuva, revealing the neshama, and then Torah has a sweetness to you which you don't need to be taught to have. You don't need to teach an infant. You don't need to get across to an infant that the mother's milk is good for it, that it's sweet for it. It is. It is. This is the world of the child, it's the mother's milk. The Gemara says, the Torah is like the mother's milk. The more that a person drinks it, that the more shefa comes out. You ever see a baby nurse? How it lives by that milk? And how it sucks with such an intensity to have it? Because it knows that its life depends on it. This is my chiyus. There's nothing else in the world which can nourish me other than this. And if a Jew learns Torah like that, the Torah will start to give more and give more and give more. The more that the child nurses, the more milk that the mother is. And the Sfarim HaKdushim say that the Tzar HaShchina, the Kedusha say that goes many times on it. When we speak about Tzar HaShchina, the Tzar of Hashem, is the Tzar of the Shechina is that Hashem can't give us as much as He wants to give us. That the Gemara says, more that the ego wants to nurse from the mother wants to nurse. It becomes painful for the mother not to nurse. Says the Kedusha say, this is Tzar HaShchina, that Hashem has so much Torah to give us, and we're not sucking strong enough to be able to get all that Torah. That's Tzar HaShchina. Hakeir, they should encourage a person to know that the Torah is one with him. That the Torah was created for me. This is a natural sweetness that Torah has to me. It's about a commitment. It's about the Nubachar to Bachayim. It's Hashirinu Avinu L'Sarah Sapa. To be mispabel to have a kesher with Torah. To realize that this is the Chiyus of the year. It's the Eitz Chaim here. Machizikim going to those who take hold of it. If a person takes Torah like that, if he takes a Torah shel tshuva and a tshuva which brings the Torah, then he's found a lemaisa during these days of how to make our Aseres and tshuva days of tshuva which will be a lasting tshuva. To go from a seder of tshuva to a seder shel Torah, from a seder of Torah to a seder shel tshuva. Halavai not just for Aseres and tshuva, but for the entire year. starting off on the right foot, it's a new year, to have such a chiyus from Torah. Not to separate tshuva from Torah, these are inseparable things. Tshuva is what brings out the sabudas at Torah. It makes a person become a lakir, rufni, connected, chayim. It brings out the chayim of the choice of tshuva. The tshuva Torah is going to actually chiyah samisa. Mama's bring a Jew back to life. He didn't have to wait for Kriyas HaMeisim later. The person wants to experience in the Ein what it means. Kriyas HaMeisim. He's in the Pasha of Tshuva and Torah B'Yachad. And he walks away with Yom Kippur, not just as a day of Tshuva, which it is, of course. It's Lach B'Shu Baratha. The day that Yom Kippur is also the day of Kabbalah Satara Shias. Luch L'Shnit. These two things of Yom Kippur being a day of tshuva and a day of Kabbalah Satayra, the mamish chad. We're not supposed to be separate. Hashem should give us the strength to go on Chayel, the Torah to tshuva and tshuva to Torah. We should be able to see that Siyata Dishmaya now, in the entire Yom Hashem. Slach and Torah, Slach and tshuva, and discuss the tshuva and feel it stronger than these days. And Avinas, or Abizera, the Bonnie Vice, Shishim, and the Amin, to the Eila. Right, so I'm going to get some things that you guys can tell me. Thank you. Thank you.